This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Desiree Cooper worked most of her adult life as a newspaper columnist. So, she says writing flash fiction, stories created quick as a flash, comes naturally to her. In her new story collection, Know the Mother, Cooper displays the storytelling skills she acquired as a twice-nominated Pulitzer Prize journalist. As an African-American female writer and activist, she often intertwines the issues of racism and sexism in her work. Cooper reads the first flash fiction story from Know the Mother.
Witching Hour. Why do we wake each night in that spiritless moment between worlds? We mothers, daughters, and wives? And why does the night abandon us to twinkling worry, to the rattling breaths of our children, to the hard floor of our long prayers? And what fresh dangers tap against the black window? Why do our men snore so easily when the horror gathers? And why is it always at 3:15 that evil drags us from beneath the red wine or the white pills to make us sit up and see the world so clearly? Who comes to whisper our names and turn our blood to sludge? Where is the mercy for those of us who lie awake, weeping in the eternal hours before the crucifixion?
What keeps you awake, Desiree?
Well, I think I'm a lot like a lot of women, and it's worry. It's worry about all the would, shoulds, coulds, mights. I think quite often, women feel like the cruise directors for so many other lives, that it's just so hard to pack it all into a 24-hour period of time and to feel like you've been everything you needed to be for everyone that needed you.
No, I think you're right. We women, for some reason, tend to do that most of all. Cruise directors, I like that. Give us a little background, Desiree. I've looked at a little bit at your bio, and it's very rich. You've got 2 Pulitzer Prize nominations. That right there will stop you in your tracks. You're a columnist and still probably are an activist in Detroit, former attorney, Kresge fellow, and it goes on. Give us your version of your background and what you're doing today.
Zinta, thank you for not calling me schizophrenic, which is a bit what my resume looks like. Let me just start by saying I have never not wanted to write. Mm. I mean, I just remember my first thoughts about being, about picking up a crayon, about picking up books. Mm. It's always been about storytelling for me. I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force, and I spent 9 of my first 14 years of traveling in Japan. I was actually born in Japan. And that proved to be just a profound, rich experience for me. Some people talk a lot about how hard it must be to move and keep moving. For me, there was a lesson there that friends are waiting wherever you go. Your life is wherever you go. It's not like life isn't going to happen.
Well, that's a wonderful perspective.
Well, it bore out for me. It's not a Pollyanna. It bore out for me. I haven't found a place where I couldn't call home or make home in some way or the other. Mm-hmm. And I think that it also enriched my sense about a commonality of the human experience. Like, it wasn't just a regional experience or just a cultural experience or just a gender experience. But as I uprooted and moved to very different places, I found very similar ways to connect with people. So that's what has kind of fueled my love affair with stories.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Desiree Cooper. She says there's a litmus test she's expected to pass whenever she writes.
As an African-American writer, there's always been a bit of a litmus test about, is your writing black? Or is it female? Which is a little ridiculous as far as I'm concerned, because that's how I walk through the world. So everything I write is both. And yet there's something very interesting about gender to me. Part of me feels that even if racism were to disappear tomorrow, gender would still be there staring us in the face. That within the smaller microcosms. For example, in my own nuclear family, racism doesn't rear its ugly head except for as it's part of institutions that we move around in or a part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember a spouse or a child saying anything racist to me ever. But I can't say that about gender. As a black woman married to a black man and giving birth to black children, gender, I have been the victim of sexism in my house. I mean, people think I know where their socks are because I have ovaries.
Right.
Or people think I ought to be there for them 24/7 because of my gender.
Mm-hmm.
Or with my parents, I didn't take my husband's last name when I got married. And my mother would write me cards forever to Mrs. Desiree blank blank, you know, not accepting that I had the exact same name that she gave me when I got, you know, when I was born. So the gender stuff I find is so, so powerful. And it goes into very, very, very deep into every relationship where race, I do think sometimes has a way of standing back with particular relationships. And so Know the Mother does explore that. Not every story has a racial aspect, but I do think that every story does ask a question about gender and gender roles.
And this collection also, the cover, it's got a very evocative cover, a white woman's hands over a black woman's eyes, and yet it seems to be all in play. She's smiling. What was the decision-making behind the cover?
Zinta, what you don't know is that the back cover is exactly the reverse. It is a white woman with a black woman's hands covering her eyes.
Now, see, the review copy doesn't do that.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
The name of the art is called Guess Who, and it's by a South African woman named Karin Miller. It's K-A-R-I-N Miller. And I was looking around for artwork that I thought could be representative of what I was trying to say. And when I stumbled upon her work, I nearly just fell over because it is both challenging and conventional. The woman looks like someone out of the 1950s. She toys a lot with gender roles in her work, a lot with race relations. And for it to be coming from South Africa, a contemporary voice there, I just felt like this is a way to have a global conversation and sort of do a global wink to how women are live their lives across the globe. I also felt like the hands on the eyes were part of the way that we pretend as both black and white women that things are okay or that we can do this. We can have it all. We sort of buck it up and run in there and try to make it work with very little support systems institutionally. And I thought that it's interesting. So many young people today will say, I'm not a feminist. I don't want to be a feminist. I don't like that. And to me, that's a way of walking through those with those blinders on, blind to what extraordinary pressure gender roles play on women and their ability to self-actualize. And I fully admit that they also play on men as well. I'm just writing from a women's perspective.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Desiree Cooper, the author of Know the Mother. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.